Before we walk in to Agadah Shel Pesach, I would like to bring first a few insight about the Agadah, and after this, briefly, we will learn about the Agadah himself. First, Pesach is holiday. What we have a lot of preparation. Everyone prepare for Pesach. Everyone prepare in different levels. Some people prepare to clean everything, what we need to do in the right way. We prepare halachot. We prepare the great Torah for the Seder. We prepare the food. We prepare everyone in the family. Feel this holiday is different from other holidays because the preparation, what we have. And the question is, how we can take the uniqueness about Pesach, the freedom what Pesach gives to us all the year. How Pesach can come with us every place, every time, all the year. The answer is through very interesting halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. We have halacha, Kohen, what have in his house, slave, Eved Knaani, no Jewish slave, Eved Knaani, or cow, he can give to the cow, to the slave, to eat Truma. In other end, Israel, if he eat Truma, Chayav Karet. Israel, what if he eat Truma, Chayav Karet. How? Eved Knaani is more important from Israel. How the cow, what have Eved Knaani, and the cow, what have the Kohen, eat Truma, and Israel cannot eat Truma. This in one end. In other end, Goy, nice Goy, a factory of dishes. He never touch any dishes. Everything is through the machines, and he sell, this is his business, he sell dishes. And we come and we buy dishes from the factory. What we need to do? To tovel. All the dishes. Why? The guy don't eat with his dishes. He don't touch the dishes. Is why we need to tovel. We see from these two halachot, every person, every property, what he has, is level of life affect his property. Kohen is a special person. Have special kedusha. Everything what belong to the Kohen get from the Kohen himself. The Kohen affect all his property. Slave is property of the Kohen. Cow is property of the Kohen. Mimele, if the Kohen can eat Truma, he also can give this to his property, to his slaves, and also to his cow. In other hand, Goy. He never touched all these dishes. But he, these dishes belong to him. He is the owner of the factory. He's the level what Goy stay affect everything what he has. Mimele, when we buy from the Goy any dishes, we need what? To tovel the dishes. And this explained to us something very, very interesting. This is the reason in this night of Pesach, in all the holiday of Pesach, if we really want to take with us the special light what Pesach give to us, the light what Pesach give to us, the way to do this, to feel we part of the property of Hashem. We property of Hashem. How David HaMelech say in Halel, Ani Avdecha, Ki Ani Ana Hashem, Ki Ani Avdecha. But he don't stop and say, Ana Hashem, Ki Ani Avdecha. He continue and say, Ani Avdecha Ben Amatecha. Ani Avdecha Ben Amatecha. What is mean? If somebody say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm your slave, maybe slave, 9 to 5. But between 9 and after 5, I can do what I want. Ani Avdecha Ben Amatecha is mean my mother was also your maid. It means it's my genes to feel slave, 24-7. After Kriyat Yamsu, Moshe Rabbeinu comes Superman. But what's the reaction of Am Israel about Moshe Rabbeinu after Kriyat Yamsu? Ve'aminu ba'ashem, ve'aminu ba'ashem, u'be'moshe avdo. Moshe Rabbeinu is not Superman. Moshe Rabbeinu is Eved Hashem. It's 1 minute. If Moshe Rabbeinu is Eved Hashem, And I'm also what? Eved Hashem. Why Moshe Rabbeinu is much bigger for me? Because Moshe Rabbeinu is more Eved Hashem. I'm more the person. Feel he is Eved Hashem. He can get more light from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He can get more benefits from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's from this reason, to get all the light of Pesach, is to really feel we part of the property of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is the reason why the beginning of the night starts with Kadesh. What does it mean, Kadesh? Kadesh is what? Kiddushin. What is Kiddushin? Kinyan. How we learn Kiddushin? Bekesef. One posuk say, Ki yikach ish isha. The other posuk say, when Abraham makes the negotiation with who? With Ephron. Natati kesef asadeh. כך ממני. נתתי כסף השדה, כך ממני. Is mean? Kiddushin is to feel kanui. And we make ourselves part of the property of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In this way, we can get all the light of Pesach with us all the year. And this brings us to the next step before we walk into Agadah Shel Pesach, and it's very important to mention this at the beginning of the night, Agadah Shel Pesach have two parts. Two major parts. Part one is until we eat. Part two, after we eat. What is the difference between part one and part two? Part one is Nisim Gluim. Miracles, what everyone can recognize, black or white, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu make for us. Nisim Gluim, Yetziat Mitzrayim, Kriyat Yam Suf, in Egypt himself, in the way from Mitzrayim. Other part, after the meal, is Nisim Nistarim. Nisim Nistarim. Nisim, what, if one can say, is Yetziat HaDishmaya, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes this, some other people can say, no, I am smart, I stay in the right place, in the right time, I do the right thing, this is what I get. And this is the two part, and this two part is important because the Ramban in end of Parashat Bo teach us min ha-nisim ha-gluim we learn about nisim nistarim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never give us miracles 24/7. Min ha-nisim ha-gluim we learn about the nisim nistarim. And this is the reason why in the second part of Agadah Shel Pesach we mention Nishmat Kol Chai. What is the purpose of Nishmat Kol Chai? What we say Nishmat Kol Chai? We find this here in the third in the last page we find in paragraph 44 part of Nishmat Kol Chai אין אנחנו מספיקים להודות לך השם אלוקינו ולוקי אבותינו ולברך את שמך מלכינו על אחת מאלף אלף אלפי אלפים רביבי רבבות thousand and thousand and thousand miracles ניסים ונפלאות שעשיתם אבותינו ועמנו. I'm not sure HaKadosh Baruch Hu make with us so many miracles. Thousands and thousands of miracles. Show me where. Where HaKadosh Baruch Hu make with us thousands and thousands of miracles. The answer is, we don't talk about the Nisim Gluim. Nisim Gluim, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu make with us, we know exactly how many. But Nisim Nistarim, everything what we have in our daily life, and we recognize it's also Siyata Dishmaya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu run everything. He make everything. This is Nishmat Kol Chai. This is the other part of the Seder. It's part one until the meal is Nisim Gluim. All the clear miracles. Part two after the meal is Nisim Nistarim. And the goal is to have some feeling about Nisim Nistarim, how we have about Nisim Gluim. To appreciate our daily life, saying our people appreciate miracles what they have. And so interesting, all the going recognize real miracles. After 6 day war, many going see Jewish person in the street, excuse me sir, you Jew, yes, can I shake your hand? Can I get picture with you? God like you, God love you. Maybe I will come friend with you, maybe you will love me also. This is the feeling of people have after 6 day war, and this is what we find in also in Tehilim. What we say in Tehilim, one of the Odulash, Alelu et Hashem kol goyim, Shabechu kol leumim, Shabechu kol leumim, Ki gavar aleinu, what? Chasdo. Why is the goyim appreciate Hashem? Ki gavar aleinu chasdo. הקדוש ברוך הוא שואו איז גבורה, הקדוש ברוך הוא שואו איז מיריקל, וואו, הללו את השם כל גויים. This making pressure is going. But what we say to הקדוש ברוך הוא? We say to הקדוש ברוך הוא, עודו להשם כי טוב, כי לעולם חסדו. לעולם חסדו. Every single day is חסד עם הקדוש ברוך הוא. Every single day, and this is also this two step in light of Seder, motzi matza. People sometimes have mistake, motzi matza. They feel they want, these two steps. What unique about these two steps, motzi matza? Same feeling what we have about matza. What matza represents miracles. Matza represents freedom. Matza represents Yitziat Mitzrayim. We need to have same feeling about a motzi, what we do every day. פותח את ידך ומסביע לכל חי רצת. From this reason, הלל, what we say every day, is הלל המצרי. בצאת ישראל ממצרים, etc. etc. Immediately after הלל המצרי, what הלל we say, עודו להשם כתב, עודו להשם כתב, כאילו עולם חסדו, כאילו עולם חסדו, 26, כאילו עולם חסדו, what this? הלל הגדול. Because הלל הגדול is bigger from הלל המצרי. הלל הגדול is about the daily life, about the סייעתא דשמיא. Because we give to people job, and people can succeed in the interview, in the school, in the children, shidduchim, everything. This is what we need to appreciate, and this is the second part of the night. If somebody wants to know how we feel after Leila Seder, it depends how we feel in the second part of the night. Second part of the night, if people feel excitement, same as the feeling in the first part of the night, this show we really understand what is the purpose of Leila Seder. Purpose of Leila Seder is to understand, one of the purposes to understand min anisim agloim, we learn al anisim anistarim. Mimele, when we have this understanding, we can go to the third step, what is very, very important. And check, night of the Seder, everybody sit around the table, ask people, and see how many people will give you the right answer. How many mitzvot we have in this night? How many mitzvot? People will say, how many? We have four mitzvot. What is mitzvot? Sipur Yitziat Mitzrayim, this is deoraita. What else? To eat matzah, ba'erev tochlu matzot is also deoraita. What third? To drink what? Four cups of wine. And what is the four mitzvah? Maror. Yes, to eat the maror is the midrabanan today. This all is the mitzvot that we have. Afikoman is part of achilat matzah. Alel is part of Sipur Yitziat Mitzrayim. This only four mitzvot, because also the system of this night is number four. But the Rambam come and teach us in the first paragraph, what you have, first page you have in front of us, in paragraph 10, the Rambam come and say to us, black and white is good to mention this at the beginning of the night, Acharoset mitzvah midivrei sofrim. To put charoset on the table of the Seder, same how we drink four cups of wine. Mitzvah midivrei sofrim, zecher latit. שהיו עובדים בו במצרים. This is mitzvah מדברי סופרים. And if we really want to understand how much this is mitzvah מדברי סופרים, we find something in Chazal that is unusual. The גאונים give us recipe. How we make חרוסת? In paragraph 11. תשובת הגאונים מפרש, לעשות חרוסת בפירות שנדמה לכנסת ישראל בשיר השירים. Every fruit in Shir HaShirim, we take a little bit from this, and we make from this the charoset. Tachat ha-tapuach or artich, we use apple. Kepelach ha-rimon rakatech, we use pomegranate. Ha-teenach ha-tapageah, amarti ha-elev ha-tamar, egoz, el-ginat egoz yeraditi, walnuts, shkedim, nuts, kishakad Hashem, kishakad ha-kadosh boruch ha-lakets, and obviously wine. And this is the way how we make charoset. Why is the geonim? Give us this recipe. Why is so necessary? Who cares? If I take apple, wine, something else, Shalom al Israel, we have charoset. No. This is a way to make charoset. Because on one hand, charoset represents the difficult time in Egypt, the cement. But what taste the charoset have? Very what? Very sweet. It means the idea of the charoset is to show us something what was difficult before, this himself changed to sweet. It's not yesterday was difficult, today will come great. Yesterday was bad, today will come good. Something what is bitter, something what is difficult yesterday, this himself changed to a good. And this explained to us something very interesting. Also good to mention the night of the Pesach. Maror. Maror. What we take for maror, lechatchila lehalacha, the best to take for the maror is chasa. Yes? We take chasa from the maror. Why is the Gemara explain? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu chas al Israel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu watch us, care of us, chas al Israel. Maror בגימטריה is מוות. חס הקדוש ברוך הוא על ישראל, מוות, death. חס הקדוש ברוך הוא על ישראל, חס בגימטריה is חיים. חיים. It means something what is, was death yesterday. This himself go to switch, to change, to חיים. And this is the reason why we take the maror and we dip the maror in the חרוסת. It's not only to give us a little bit good flavor in the mouth when we eat the charos, when we eat the maro. The idea is, everything what is was bad, this himself changed to what? To good. And this explained to us something what I come to my mind last week, first time. We say, Ata bechartanu mikol ha'amim, good, we know what this means. Ahavta otanu, ratzita banu, romamtanu mikol ha'leshonot. What is mean veromamtanu mikol ha'leshonot? We special nation veromamtanu mikol ha'amin. What is veromamtanu mikol ha'leshonot? Romamtanu mikol ha'leshonot is mean the unique about Leshon HaKodesh. Never in any other language. Never. Only in Leshon HaKodesh. You can't take word, what the word is bad word, what represents something bad, something sad, you play with the letters, you can change it to something good. You don't find this in any other language. For example, last week, Nega Tzara. Mega, you play with the letters, you get what? Oneg, something what is good. Tzarat, you play with the letters, you get what? Atzeret, holiday. Holiday. What we need more? Tzara. Tzara, we have more difficult word from Tzara. Something very bad, very sad. Tzadik Reish Hei. Tzara. You switch the letters, it's Retze. HaKadosh Baruch Hu accept us. He want us. What is mean? The something what is bad yesterday changed to good. This himself changed to good. It's not tomorrow will come better. What is look bad today will switch to good. And this we find also in Agada Shel Pesach, in other places. Why we drink 4 cups of red wine? Why we need to drink red wine? There are many reasons. One of the reasons what the Rishonim mentioned is to remember the blood of the babies what Paro killed. If this is the idea, why we not light, light a neshama candle for all the babies? To remember all the babies? What we do? We drink wine? Yes. We drink the wine will bring life. Because what is look bad, very bad yesterday, will switch to good. And this is also what the tour come and say. Kriyas amazim, when? Pesach. Geula when? Sukkos. This is the idea of the night. And also Brit Ben Avetarim. What is Brit Ben Avetarim? Abraham Avinu have dream. What even is dream? He asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please. Explain to me, what's going to happen in Eretz Israel? What's going to happen? My children are going to get this state. In easy way, in difficult way. What the Kodesh Baruch Hu say, you really want to know? He take him to take few animals, to divide the animals, a lot of blood, dark, scare, fire, and after all this, Bayom Ahu, Karat Hashem Brit im Avraham. Bayom Ahu was so dark, so complicated, so difficult. What does it mean Bayom Ahu? What is Bayom Ahu? Bayom Ahu is mean what is look bad and difficult and maror go to change to what? To chaim, to life. This is, we can understand this kind of aspect. Only if we really feel ke ani avdecha, ani avdecha ben amatecha. I am property of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When I understand from the daily life, is also siyata dishmaya, everything what we do. Everything what we do. What we say, איזה עשיר, השמח בחלקו. What the Rishonim say, עשיר? What do you mean עשיר? What do you mean rich? עיניים, שיניים, ידיים, רגליים, ראשי תיבות הבשיר. We can walk, we can open the mouth, we can run, we can do something what is very basic, very normally to do every day. This also Siyata Dishmaya. After we have all this understand, now we can walk in to the Agada Shel Pesach. It's a game. Number one is what we mentioned, how we can take all the spatial light and freedom what this holiday gives to us, only if we feel we property for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ani avdecha ben amatecha. Exactly how cow of Kohen and Evet Kneani of Kohen eat truma. Why is they eat truma and Israel cannot eat? Because this is part of the property of the Kohen. Exactly saying how Goy what a factory of dishes and he never touch any dishes still. When I buy this from the Goy, what I need to do? To tovel. Why? Because this is property of what belongs to the Goy. The Goy can affect his property. The Kohen can affect his property. We can affect everything what we have, what is our property. Exactly the same. If we feel we property for Kadosh Baruch Hu, we can get the light of Pesach to take with us all the year. In the moment when we have this kind of feeling, we understand after Kriyat Yam Suf by Moshe Rabbeinu, what you mentioned, and in the Agadah Shel Pesach, only in one time we mentioned Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayaminu Ba'ashem u'Moshe Avdo. Moshe Rabbeinu is not Superman, he is Eved Hashem. Because he's great Eved Hashem, he came Moshe Rabbeinu. If I would like to follow after Moshe, I need to make myself also a little bit more Eved Hashem. After we have this understanding, we know and we recognize the night have two parts. Part one is Nisim Gluim until the meal. Part two is Nisim Nistarim. And this is the reason why we say Nishmat after the meal, because this belongs to the part two, Nisim Nistarim. And so interesting, the Rishonim say, Rishonim come and teach us, before Chazal metaken to us to say Birkot HaShachar every day. We wake up in the morning, what we say? Pokeach Ivrim, Malbish Arumim, Matir Asurim. This is daily, we appreciate everything what is based for us, yes? What we do before we have this takana of Birkot HaShachar, is Rishoni mentioned, every morning we wake up, after Moide Ani, we say, Nishmas Kol Chai. Nishmas Kol Chai. Because it's including all the brachot, what we say in the morning. Al ken evarim shetilakt banu, veruach honeshama shenafacht be'apeinu, velashon asher samta bifinu, etc., etc., and hem yudu v'yishabchu v'yipoaru. As mimele, we recognize between Nisim Gluim and Nisim Nistarim, two parts of Agadah Shel Pesach, and now, obviously, this brings us to mention and to feel the purpose of the charoset will take place on the table is not only because we're going to use this later when we dip the maror in the charoset. The charoset is a mitzvah midivrei sofrim. How the Rambam mentioned, Shulchan Aruch Harav also mentions this, because the idea is of the charoset is to feel everything what is difficult and complicated will change to something good. And this also explains to us something what every time, every year, I'm sure somebody asks around the table. Kol mi shelo amar shlosha dvarim eilu lo yatza edei chovato. What is shlosha dvarim eilu? Pesach. What every child know. Matzah and also what? Maror. No, what is the question? If we need to say all these three, Pesach, Matzah, Maror, what is number one? Maror. The time that we stay in Egypt. After this Pesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu skip in the night when he kill all the Egyptians in Makat Bechorot, and don't kill us, he save us, and Matzah when we leave Egypt early in the morning. Is why the Seder is in the opposite. Pesach first, HaKadosh Baruch Hu skip Matzah, and Maror come in the end. Maror need to come when? In the beginning. The reason is because in this night is not night what we sit around the table and we talk about Jewish history. We talk about our history, what happened to us. We understand after HaKadosh Baruch Hu skip of our house and he killed the Egyptians and save us. And we leave Egypt with Matzah, what represents freedom. Now we recognize the Maror, what was in the beginning. Only help us to prepare ourselves to freedom, to accept the Torah, to really come what of the Hashem. To take all the energy, to take all the feeling what we have years and years, generation, generation, what we have mentality of slaves, to direct this to come, Eved Hashem. The idea of the Maror is, Maror, what come after Pesach u'Matzah. We don't talk about what happened in Egypt. We talk about what this night need to make to us. What Yitziat Mitzrayim make to us, what we recognize is retroactive. And when we have this kind of feeling, this is to feel freedom. I say many times about the famous story what happened years ago in Yerushalayim Friday. Somebody go to Machne Yehuda and he buy a lot of stuff for Shabbos, you know. He have two plastic bags big and he want to cross the street to catch the bus. And the bus come to the place and he said to the people, please hold them, hold them. And he start to run. In the last moment the bus leave from the place what he stopped. This person, because he ran so much, he fall on the street. He ripped his pants, all the fruit on the street, the cars, whatever, make mess from everything. And people look up and say, Rachmones, he make shopping, he prepare for Shabbos, everything is so great now, oh, he need to go again, and the old man, what's going to happen to him, who can help him? People run to the street to stop the cars, to help him to collect all the fruit, but still, he can put back in his salim what he had. 5 minutes after, a little bit after, this bus blow up. Blow up. This man make Kiddush in Shabbos. What he feel in this moment is moral. What he feel, everybody look up at him in Rachmones. How this man can prepare for Shabbos? This man dance in the street, the Kodesh Baruch Hu save his life. This exactly the feeling what we need to have. After Pesach Matzah, now we understand the maror is chasa. What the maror is chasa? Why the maror is chasa? Because chas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aleinu, chas is what? Begimatria what chayim. This is what gives us the chayim. And this is what we need to take with us. Something else, what is important also to remember in this night, when a lot of things are important, but it makes it really briefly, is when we come to the Manishtana, something very interesting. How many questions we have in Manishtana? How many questions we have? We have four questions. Why we have four questions? Is the answer what many Meforshim say, because we have what? Four children. Yes, everyone asks this question. Is other Rabbah? Is we need to have only three questions? Because one of the children is what? Another day Alishol. Is why how we have questions? The answer is, this is exactly what we do in this night. We make many changes in this night, in the beginning of the night, to bring also somebody who don't know to ask, but to recognize it's not normal meal. It's not normal meal. After we make Yiddush, we wash our hands, we don't say bracha. After this, we dip the charoset, etc., etc. And this brings it to us. שבכל הלות אין אנו מדבילים, הלילה הזה שתי פעמים, אין אנו ישרים מסובים, etc., etc. To bring them to us a question, because the idea of this night is to bring everyone to us. אפילו כולנו חכמים, כולנו נבונים. מצווה לנו לספר. What does it mean לספר? לספר ביציאת מצרים is mean not only to say what happened. To do this in the way question and answer. Question and answer. To make relationship between parents and children and grandchildren. And this is very special about this night. The son can come superstar. The father don't know so much. But he need to listen from his father, he need to ask his father, he need to get from his father, because this night is night what we deliver the tradition. This night what show us how the meal together is so important. Why? Why is it so important? If the son is so genius and the father is not so smart and he likes so much to listen to his son, he's so proud about his son. Every dvar Torah what he say, give him life. No, kibud davahem, givaldi. Is why this son need to wait and ask, Abba, מה נשתנה הלילה הזה? And the father need to give him דברי Torah, and he need to leave the דבר Torah, but the father start to say, need to listen. Why? Because what happened in Egypt? In Egypt, we bring Korban Pesach. Yes? Where is the Mizbeach? The Mizbeach was the table in our home in Egypt. Every table comes a Mizbeach. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu skip, Pasach Hashem al HaPetach, we say many times, Pasach is not only to skip, Pasach is also to protect. He save us, he protect us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And one hand, he punish the Egyptian, in same time, he protect us. Pasach is also, Pasach al Shnei HaSeifim. Pasach is mean, you don't stay in one place, you stay both, and both time, in same time, in two different places. What does it mean? Ad matay atem poschim al shtei haseifim? Until when you jump between two, decide, A or B. You cannot jump in two weddings at the same time. The answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can make this. He punished the Egyptian in one hand, in other hand, he protect us. Why? Because we create זה right environment. What right environment will create? זה שולחן, זה בית. This is the table, takes so much space in night of Pesach. שולחן הסדר, שולחן עורך, שולחן ערוך, שולחן עורך, it depends how we read the pasuk and the source of שולחן עורך. Ask people, where do you mean שולחן עורך? קדש, שורחץ, קרפס, יחץ, מגיד, רחצה, מוציא מצאה, אין מרור קורך, אין צפון ברך, what do you mean שולחן עורך? We find this in תהילים, the pasuk say in תהילים כובב, היכול אל לערוך שולחן במדבר, שולחן ערוך במדבר, זה פוסק סיין תהילים, הקדוש ברוך הוא prepare for us, table in the desert, every day, meat in the afternoon, man in the morning, אז שולחן עורך come from this פוסק, and the idea is because to create the right environment, and one of the place to do this, this is the table, from this reason we need to do this in this way, and this is the reason also why we say in פרוגף 23, כנגד ארבעה בנים דיברה תורה, אחד חכם, אחד רשע, אחד תם, ואחד שאינו יודע לשאול, פרוגף 23, פרוגף 23, כנגד ארבעה בנים דיברה תורה, חכם, רשע, why 1-1-1-1? Because if we create right environment, also if sometimes the family around the table, not everybody is חכמים, some of them maybe can come and stay in the wrong way, רשע או תם, אינו יודע לשאול, but when we give to everyone to feel he is unique, he is אחד, he is unique, אחד חכם, אחד רשע. Every child is unique. Everyone is special. How child can have this kind of feeling? When he stay in right environment. When we have right environment, everyone can have this feeling, and mimele, this special feeling bring everybody together. Something else, what is very, very important also to mention in this night, is in paragraph 12, in the first page, something also would come to my mind first time last week, in paragraph 12, ויגדת לבינך. Fine? We have mitzvah, what mentioned before, ויגדת לבינך. יכול מראש חודש. Maybe the mitzvah take place from ראש חודש ניסן, תלמוד לומר, ביום ההוא. This part, I understand very well. Why? Why מראש חודש? Because when you open the chumash, you find 6 or 7 times the Torah mentioned זכור את החודש אשר יצאתם ממצרים. כי בחודש האביב אתם יוצאים ממצרים. As the Torah mentioned again and again the word חודש. We not only put the focus of Pesach, of day of Pesach, also the Torah mentioned to remember all the חודש, כמו בחודש אדר. כל החודש, all the months, קשר לקריאת מגילה. אף על פי זה time of Purim is exactly time what we know you dalet and tetvav, depends the place, but כל החודש כאשר is months, כשנכנס אדר מרבים בשמחה. Exactly same ניסן, all the months is months of ניסי, ניסן, fine. Is ממילא, חזל come and say, maybe you need to have the mitzvah, דגלת הלבין חפום ראש חודש. But what I not understand is, אי ביום ההוא, yes, אי ביום ההוא, תלמוד דבר ביום ההוא, יכול לי בעוד יום. What is mean יכול לי בעוד יום? מבעוד יום הזמין in יודלד, not in תדבב, in יודלד. Why in יודלד? זה תורה say black on white, זכור את היום אשר יצאת ממצרים. We need to remember exactly the day. The day was תדבב. From this reason we make this, we celebrate Pesach in the night of תדבב. Is what is the הווה אמינה of חזל to say maybe in יודלד? The answer is also פשט and very clear. What happened in night before Pesach? After midnight, Paro arrived and said to Moshe Aaron, please, you can go. All the Egyptians come and say to us, okay, leave, leave Egypt. Is Lemaise officially, we can leave Egypt after midnight, in the night. But we get instruction from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to leave in the day. But Lemaise, officially, we Bnei Chorin in the night. And until Kabbalat HaTorah, the night is part of the day what passed. It's not beginning of the next day, what we have today. It's part of the day what passed. Mele, the night when Paro come and say to us, we can leave, is Yudalet. To make this more clear, somebody stands in jail, and the head of the jail come and say to him, sir, bye, you have freedom, you can go. Okay? You feel very happy. But it takes a few hours to collect all his stuff, to say Shalom Aleichem to all his friends, maybe to take something what he need to do. But what kind of feeling he have at this time? Not prisoner, he feel a visitor, because he get the papers, he get freedom. Exactly same, we feel this in the night of Yudale, because the night belongs to the day what over. For this reason, the Gemara come and say, Yachol mi be'od yom. Is maybe mi be'od yom. Come, the Gemara and say, no. B'sha'a she'matza'u maror munachim lefanecha. B'sha'a she'matza'u maror munachim lefanecha. Again, lo b'sha'a she'maror hu matza'u munachim lefanecha. Again, you see, the seder is first matza, and after this maror. Because you don't talk only the difficult time in Egypt, we talk about matza what represents freedom, ממילא זה מרור, what come after מצא, is different מרור. Is מרור, what changed to חיים, to life. As a few brief insight, what very good to say in the night of the Seder, paragraph 27, 8, 9, 30, 31, 2, 3, and 1 minute, is צאו למד, מה ביקש לבן הארמי? What לבן הארמי? What does it mean צאו למד? This is something what you not find this kind of flashing. צאו למד, מה ביקש לבן הארמי? פרעה לא גזר אלא לסכרים, לבן ביקש לעקור את הכל. לבן have one goal in his life. Not to give to his sister, רבקה, to marry יצחק in ארץ ישראל, to stop his son in law יעקב, to return to ארץ ישראל with his wife and the children. He changed his name later, he have long life. חזל tells us to Bilam, and he gives the advice to פרעה to kill all the babies. He tried to kill us in the way to Eretz Israel. Somebody would don't give us opportunity to return to our homeland, to Eretz Israel. He want to uproot everything. This is mean la'akor natua. Somebody feel good in his house. If somebody kick him out, he can destroy them. This is exactly what Lavan really want for us. From this reason, after this, what we find in Agadah Shel Pesach, in paragraph 31, how many people will arrive in Egypt? כל הנפש הבא ליעקב מצרימה, יוצא יריחו מלבד יושב בני יעקב כל נפש, 66. 66. Obviously, when we ask this question, the answer is how many? 70. Why 66? Plus Yosef, in Egypt anyway, two children were born in Egypt, Menashe and Ephraim, and Yocheved was born Menachomot. Yes? Is why the Torah says 66? Comes the guy and says 66. Begimatria is Galgal. Galgal, well, Galgal, Galut is Galgal, we never know what's going to happen. Everything can change very quick from one side to the other side. When the Galgal of the Galut stop, paragraph 32, והעם עלו מן הירדן בעשור לחודש הראשון, ויחנו בגילגל, בקצה המזרח יריחו. The first place of his stop in ארץ ישראל is גילגל. Because when we cross ירדן river to ארץ ישראל, זה גלגל of the Galut, stop. One more, maybe two, before we finish, brief and clear, we talk about עשר המכות. עשר המכות also is very, very interesting. I don't go to learn all עשר המכות, only three מכות. First, צפרדע and הרבה. These two מכות, when you open the חומש, about צפרדע and הרבה, you find this מכה cover all Egypt until the borders. והצפרדיה cover everything until עד כל גבול מצרים. Why? Because פרו have argument with קוש about property. מלך קוש, the neighbor of מלך מצרים, say to him, you steal from me property. פרו say, I don't steal from me. Come משה רבינו and say, our God and the God of the world decide every nation how much property belong to them. יצב גבולות עמים. הקדוש ברוך הוא decide every nation what is belong to them, what not. And you will see, צפרדיה will cover everything in Egypt. Every place what you see צפרדיה, this belong to you, פרו. After מכת הצפרדיה, פרו feel very impressed. He want to keep these borders. How we do this? We have two ways. Or to make fence around, or to plow them to plant what? Trees. פרו plant trees. And we show him exactly what belong to him. קם מכת הברד, and destroyed all the trees. The Pesuk says in Tehilim Kuvav, Vayach kol etz gvulo. The barad destroyed kol etz gvulo. If the barad destroyed all the trees, imele, the borders is not so clear, come Moshe Rabbeinu and said to him, don't worry, next week you get azer makah, arbe, and arbe also cover all the borders of Egypt. You see how the God of the world, he decide what nation, how much property every nation get. This is Makat Tzfardei, Makat Arbe, very interesting. Makat Barad, beautifully inside, in paragraph 37. What happened in Barad? We have noise, we have hail, and we have rain. And Paro have a lot of pain, and he asked for Moshe, please talk to your God to take this paragraph 37. ויקרא פרעה למשה ולאהרון ויאמר העתירו אל השם ויסר הצפרדעים ממני ומעמי סליחה פרעה בסרט יית ויצא משה מעם פרעה אל העיר ויפרוס כפיו אל השם יפרי לסמכות להם פליז ויחדלו הקולות זה נויז סטאפ אפטר זה זה איל זה ברד and מטר זה רן and obviously because noise is more scared from ברד ברד is more scared from מטר. בתלוק פסוק למדלת. ויער פרו כי חדל המטר והברד והקולות. Completely the opposite. ויוסף לחתו ויקבד ליבו ובעבדיו. Why פרו look of all this in the opposite way? פרו never worry not from noise and not from ברד. Only from rain. You know why? Because in Egypt nobody move his eyes for a second to see what's going on. No one. Except who? No one. Because we don't find anything. Everything is here. Come now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and bring rain. All the Egyptians start to look and to see. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring rain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring rain, maybe the Egyptian in the street will move the eyes and they will start to look Lashamayim. Maybe they will start to believe somebody else runs this place, not Paro. This makes Paro very scared. Because you know, if the Egyptians will start to believe about God, Borei HaShamayim VeHaaretz, he goes to lose all his power. For this reason, he needs only to check, Vayichdelu HaMatar, no more rain, back to the business. He comes again, strong, and he says, I don't care, you cannot leave Egypt, you need to stay in Egypt. This is all these points. One more, and with this we end, is Paragraph 46, this is the last נקודה, he is Echad Miyodea, what is good to remember every year, Echad Miyodea is not, why we ask this question, because all the night full with numbers, all the night full with numbers, and Baal HaGadah want to teach us, in Jewish life, number is not mispar, mispar is not number, every number have essence, and what is the essence? Number one is something what no one belong to him, no one connect to him. Ve'u echad ve'en sheni le'am shilo le'achbira. We say every day, yes, le'am shilo le'achbira. Nothing connect to him. Ve'yere ve'yboker yom echad, no yom rishon. Who is this? Hashem Elokeinu shebashamayim uba'aretz. This is the essence of one. Nothing connect to him. This is min HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number two, represent mashpia and mekabel. Somebody would give, somebody would get. What represents this? Shnei luchot habrit. Five, dibrot is ben adam lehashem, the other five, ben adam lechavero. Number three, represent connection between mashpia and mekabel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sham, bashamayim. From this reason the name is shamayim, is far away. We run here. Eretz is mean larutz. Who say connection between shamayim va'aretz? Number three, האבות, החוט המשולש, לא במהרה ינתק. האבות shows the connection between שמיים וארץ. Number four, represent, to take potential, to make from this real. Who represents this? The mothers, the create generations, take potential of life, make from this real. Number five, represent something what we can touch, what we never cannot hold. What we can touch and never cannot hold, if you have picture on the wall, every picture is three dimension. Babies see nice picture of house, they run, they want to take this, but they recognize, no, they cannot take, this is three dimension. What represents something what we can only touch and never cannot hold in our hand? Torah Shebichtav. Torah Shebichtav, how much we learn? We only touch Torah Shebichtav. So deep, so big, we only can touch. What we can touch? Torah Shebealpeh. This is our chidushim, this is our understanding, this is the Mesorah. And number six is something that have six sides. Everything that have six sides, we can hold in our hand. What represents this? Torah Shebe'al Peh. Somebody touched Torah Shebichtav, hold Torah Shebe'al Peh, he really can feel satisfied. What is satisfied? What represents satisfied? Shabbat. היום השביעי, everybody satisfied. You feel satisfied. Never forget, connect yourself all the time to something what is above you. What is me? הקדוש ברוך הוא. This is number 8. 8 is שמן, oil. Or שמן is mean extra. Is connect ourselves to something what above us, and this is the brit what הקדוש ברוך הוא make with us. After this, we touch תורה שבכתב, we all תורה שבעל פה. We really feel satisfied. And we connect ourselves to הקדוש ברוך הוא, we can reborn again. This is number 9, 9 ירחי לידה. After somebody reborn again, he is really the rich person in the world, in what represents this, עשרת הדיברות, what including all the Torah, עשרת הדיברות make Moshe Rabbeinu rich, etc., etc. You have everything. For one thing, we need to watch ourselves all the time, not to involve in any מחלוקת. 11 כוכביה, 11 stars of Yosef dream, split the family. If חז וחלילה מחלוקת take place, what we need to try to do so is possible to bring everybody together. 12 שבטיה, יחד שבטי ישראל. What bring us together? יוד גימל מידות של רחמים. יוד גימל, השם השם, כל רחום וחנון, יוד גימל מידיה, and יוד גימל בגימטריה is אהבה, יוד גימל בגימטריה is אחד, א' ח' ד' סרטין, and we come back to אחד אלוקינו שבשמיים ובארץ. This is the way how we live this night of Pesach. We understand אחד אלוקינו שבשמיים ובארץ. We understand from הניסים הגלויים, we learn from הניסים הנסתרים. We understand הקדוש ברוך הוא run everything. And he is our address for everything what we need. In this kind of feeling, for sure, we walk in to other level of freedom. And in this way, הקדוש ברוך הוא מפלפיל all משאלות ליבנו לטובה. And we בזוכה to see the גאולה השלמה בזו השנה, תוך ברכה, בריאות ושמחה. And thank you very much. This is ממש תורה סופר סופר לשמה. ממש, כל הכבוד. תודה רבה, של כוח. Thank you very much. And תשמע את זה אקסטר טיים.
תודה רבה. תודה רבה.